Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. Let's talk some college football with Jacob Hester. It says Jacob there. It's just never going to happen. I'll just go ahead and let you know.
I forgot about that. It does say Jake in the corner. Look. We are close enough at this point where you can call me Jake. I mean, we're friends.
We are friends. Thing. We are absolutely friends, but like, it's just tough. Like,
that's
it'd be like you call me Brian. It doesn't work, you know?
That's true. Fair
Jake
enough.
Is now covering NFL. Now he's on NFL radio show called Moving the Chains. You want to check that out, but he's still very deep into college football. So let's talk some SEC today, Jake. And just a simple question to start. And I mean, might be the answer closest to you. Who's going to be the most improved team in the SEC this year?
So there's going to be a lot of new head coaches. So there's going to be a lot of candidates, you would think, for this conversation. And anytime you ask for most improved, you got to go to a team that's not, you know, in the playoff discussion a year ago. And so, look, it's going to be a homer answer, but LSU better be better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they were bad last year. They won 7 games. And so we are expecting Lane Kiffin and everything they brought in to be much better than it was. So they better be the most improved team. They have a lot of expectations, a lot of pressure. They can't be anywhere close to the team that they were a year ago. So it's not because I played or cover LSU, call the games. No, they're the answer. Because if they're not improved, oh man, it is going to be so loud in Baton Rouge, you're not going to be able to turn it off. And so it better be LSU or it's going to be a very interesting season.
We're getting close to media days, as you mentioned. We'll get to see all of the people who cover every team. Who's the team that you feel like you have the least handle on right now?
Arkansas.
Mm.
Man, they released the names of guys that are going to be at media day, and I don't think that a casual SEC college football fan is going to know who any of the guys are. And that's not a slight at them. It's just kind of where they're at right now. And some of those guys have been with – the staff at Memphis, and so they're coming over. And so, you know, you're not watching, I guess, a lot of the American Conference. But right now, like when we all do our homework and we're going to be hosting shows and we're getting all of our stuff ready, I'm going to have to prep on Arkansas probably the most. Because for like Florida, like I know John Summerall, man. I've interviewed John Summerall so many times. Golish at Auburn, I've interviewed him so many times. And they still have names that every SEC fan knows, right? They've got household SEC names. For Arkansas, they just don't have that this year. It is going to be so much new. Now, the expectation's not going to be high there. Right. But if you're asking me, like, who do you have no clue about their team, it's got to be Arkansas because, again, the guys they're bringing to Media Day, you got to kind of do a little profile lookup on those guys.
So let's play a what-if game. I want you to give me a what-if for this upcoming season that might be important. It doesn't matter what team it is. What player maybe that performs? What's a big what if for SEC football in 2026?
What if Trinidad Chambliss gets hurt?
Ooh,
I think that would be
a nightmare scenario.
That would be the worst case scenario for Ole Miss. He is so good. He's so dynamic. He makes so many plays on his own. Now, it's not to say that they don't have playmakers, but he's got that trait that like Mahomes and Caleb Williams have, where it doesn't have to be perfect. It can just be a normal play that he turns into a superstar play. I covered the game down in New Orleans against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and I was on the sideline for that game, and I was like, this is like something that nobody else in college football right now could do. Mm-hmm. What he was doing against that defense, that coaching staff, the way that he was getting away was remarkable. I mean, and then he was getting away from the rush, free rushers, Georgia of all places, and then he was making a play. What if he gets hurt? That is like we don't talk about Ole Miss. They might be a 10-2 team if he gets hurt. I don't even know what that would look like for them. I think he is the most important player to his team in the SEC. So when you ask me what if he goes down, what is Ole Miss would be my answer to that.
So you mentioned Chambliss, and I've been talking a lot. But I don't know. I may flip a coin for all SEC quarterback between him and Arch Manning. And I did an interview last week with our friend Wilson Alexander, and I was like, who's the
Yeah.
third best quarterback in the SEC? And we talked about that. I want to go a different way with you. I think we all agree when he's healthy, Ahmad Hardy and then Kewon Lacy are the best two running backs in the SEC. Who's the third best running back in the SEC?
Oh man. Yeah, Ahmad Hardy. I hope he is, by the
I
way.
hope he is too,
I
because
hope
he's a
he
special
does.
player.
I hope
Mississippi
he does
guy.
get healthy. I do. Gosh. I mean, Jaden down in Florida is pretty good.
Very good.
I mean, he's hard to kind of go away from. And I was trying to think of another answer because I think I love him so much because he reminds me of a style that we don't have anymore. I mean, he is downhill. He's no, worrying about shifty. He's not worried about making you miss. He's worried about running through your soul.
Are you
And
trying
we
to tell
just
me he
don't.
reminds you of a young Jacob Hester?
Well, I mean, he's got that skill set, man. Because look, here's the thing. I didn't have that as a skill set. Like, I had one skill, and it was to try to run through you. That was my biggest attribute. It's what I had. Jaden Ball's got, like, he's got some wiggle to him, but he doesn't use it, and I love it because he knows he's going to be able to run right through the defender. I remember watching him last year, and he created so many runs on his own. And not to say, again, like, I don't, when I say that, it's not like to besmirch the offensive line. They had a couple guys drafted, but it wouldn't be blocked up perfectly, and he would still make 7 yards on the run. And so he's coming to Media Day, I believe. I believe I saw him on
He
the,
is.
okay,
He'll
he's
be
on
there.
the list. I'm excited to catch up with him because I want to ask him about his mentality because I think I know what his answer is going to be, which is take the will of his opponent, which I appreciate. That's the style of running backs that I like. So he's not the flashiest, but I bet we look up and I bet he's in the top three in yards at the end of the season if he stays healthy.
If I made you nitpick between Hardy and Lacey, who do you like better?
Ooh, man. I thought maybe you'd go this way. I like Hardy better. God, such a tough question. I want to give Lacey his respect, but also I love the scheme that Ole Miss ran a year ago. And really for the entire tenure of that staff, there was so much diversity in the run game. And what I mean by that is like LSU was so bad at running the football last year, and it was inside zone over and over and over again. It's like, hey, maybe you should run some gap scheme. I don't know. Run a power. LSU didn't run a single power last year, not one. That's wild. That can't
Crazy.
happen. When you do things like that, it doesn't set your running back up for success. So, what I love about Ole Miss last year is it would be outside zone, it'd be inside zone, it would be duo, power, counter. Everything was on the table. And I love that about their scheme. And so, if they continued to do that, Lacy might end up having the most yards. But Ahmad Hardy, when you look at him, they're going to be same old Missouri. They're going to run outside zone. It's going to be their key bread and butter, but he runs it so effectively. Now he's dealing with some stuff off the field, some injury. Obviously, we know that. So maybe the answer is Lacy, but Hardy is somebody that I can see translating to the NFL if all things go right, maybe at a higher level. So I'll say him, but I want to make sure I give Lacy his credit. Last year, that game against Miami, I mean, he was trying everything he could to will his team to victory. So that's like choosing your favorite son. And, maybe you ask me on a certain day, I give you a son's name. It might be different every single day. You know what I mean?
That's
Depending on
easy for
how
me to.
how they behave that day.
It's easy for me to pick. I got two daughters, so I can tell you my favorite son automatically. I don't have one.
There you go. I finally got one of those too, by the way. I
I
finally
saw
got
that.
one. I finally
Congratulations to
got one.
you.
Thank you. It took 5 tries.
Well, you know what? They don't limit you. You can have as many as you want.
That's true. That's fair.
Let's talk a little Mississippi State. What's your first impression of Kamario Taylor?
Oh, dynamic. I mean, super dynamic. And so I think that's, and correct me if I'm wrong, obviously, you know the team very well. I think that is a better situation. And look, you know me, I love, like, Blake Chapin's somebody that I really love. He went to my high school. I've known Blake for a long time. I think Blake's a very talented young man. But I think this offense is going to be what this staff wants. I think they're going to be able to do some more things. And so I think just the dynamic ability of what the offense is going to be this year is going to set up better for what Jeff Lebby wants to do, if you look at his past, at least. So I'm excited about it. I think Starkville is going to have some games in that stadium this year. Because look, it's a tough schedule for Mississippi State. Whoever they upset at the league office, they need to apologize. It's going to be another tough schedule, but there's going to be some games in Starkville that I think that crowd's going to really enjoy just because the offense is going to have some more explosion this year.
So you know scheme a lot better than I do, but when I watch State play, I mean, there's receivers running open every play, and there's some holes to be had, but the offensive line really limited Mississippi State a season ago. Is it as simple as saying that? I guess my question would be, if this offensive line is just average, doesn't have to be great, just average, what's the ceiling for this offense?
Well, I think also when you look at the offensive line, the thing I was surprised about last year, because you're right, I mean, you might have had the fastest player in college football last year, and he was running open a lot, but
He was.
you couldn't get him the football. And that's tough when you have a deep threat like that. Like, you got to have a really good offensive line to hold up, and they didn't have that last year. So I can understand the frustrations there. But also, if you don't have it, you got to get the ball out quick. Like, you got to come up with some stuff that's going to get the ball out of your quarterback's hand. Now, I don't know if it's going to be improved enough to take shots down the field, but some of that's got to come with scheme, right? And again, you're going to have a dynamic playmaker back there that I think he can get the ball out quick. I think he's going to terrify people with what he can do on the ground as well. And so that's going to hold people back a little bit. They're not going to be as aggressive. When you have a pure pocket passer, you can just go after the spot because the spot doesn't really change. Now, with a guy like you got back there now, the spot can change and it can change really fast. And so you can't be as aggressive. So you're going to have more time, but also give him some easy throws. That's what I used to love about Mike Leach's offense. I mean, he would throw it to Woody Marks just like in the flats. He'd a little swing route, throw it to Woody Marks, and it would be a positive play. It'd get everybody comfortable, everybody in the game, and it slowed down the defense. It's one of the things I love about the air raid offense. I'm not saying go air raid by any means, but have some of those principles if you have a struggling offensive line. It was maddening why LSU didn't do some of that. And kind of going back to the team I see every week, they would have a struggling offensive line and they're running 38 yard routes down the field. I'm like, you're never going to have the time to throw that. And so if you don't, it becomes an offensive coordinator thing where you've got to make the adjustment.
The SEC schedule makers may have it out for Mississippi State, but they did give us LSU at 11 a.m. on a Saturday. So you got at least one piece of positive news out of there. Jacob, man, always appreciate you. I'll see you next week at Media Days.
I look forward to it. Look forward to having the conversation as always, brother. Anytime.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.